Today, President Bush met with a group of top national security officials at his ranch in Texas. On the agenda, long-range military planning, defense budgets, the proposed national missile defense system, and the modernization of the armed forces. One major issue that the White House says was not discussed, Iraq. Still, as NPR's Don Gagne reports, questions about what the U.S. will do in Iraq remain.
The meeting lasted just over 2 hours, and afterward, the president and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld met with reporters. The ranch is a stifling hot, dusty place this time of year, and the president was dressed casually. But Rumsfeld emerged from Mr. Bush's pickup truck, dressed more for Washington, D.C.
Probably wondering why the secretary is wearing a suit. Would you like to explain why you're wearing a suit?
I don't have any sport clothes.
He's going to Fort Hood to talk to our troops. To thank them for their service.
And as much as the administration seems these days to be downplaying the whole issue of what it's planning in Iraq, that continues to be a huge topic around the world, and it dominated this 14-minute exchange with the press. The first question was about the possibility that other nations won't support the use of military force to oust Saddam Hussein.
If you're asking, are you asking about Iraq? That the subject didn't come up in this meeting.
At that point, the president spoke about the amount of attention the Iraq question has been getting in the media, with Rumsfeld leading in at one point at his own one-word description of things.
I know there's this kind of intense speculation that seems to be going on, I don't know how you would describe it. It's kind of a churning.
Frenzy.
Frenzy is how the secretary would describe it. But the subject didn't come up.
Rumsfeld then jumped in again, questioning the notion that the U.S. risks losing allies depending on what it does regarding Iraq.
The coalition that is working on the global war on terrorism that the president and the secretary have put together is broad, it's deep, it's impressive, and it is, in fact, what is helping the forward progress that we're achieving, the traction we're getting with respect to dealing with the terribly difficult problem of global terrorist networks.
Asked about the strongly stated opposition by many world leaders to the use of military force against Iraq, Rumsfeld simply dismissed the question, saying the president has not yet asked for such support. Then Mr. Bush had this to say.
The American people know my position, and that is that regime change is in the interests of the world. How we achieve that is a matter of a consultation and deliberation, which I'm a deliberately person. I say in my speeches.
But the president said a decision has not yet been made.
And when I say I'm a patient man, I mean I'm a patient man. And that we will look at all options and we will consider all technologies available to us, and diplomacy and intelligence. But one thing is for certain is that this administration agrees that Saddam Hussein is a threat.
The president said the military has been asked to plan and prepare for all contingencies, but he promised to consult with U.S. allies and with the Congress before making a decision. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.